This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Team's collective reaction to Brandon Hyde getting fired, which still is less than a week from, last Saturday. So we're coming up on a week since he's been gone. The Orioles have only won one game since his dismissal. Luckily for them, it was the last game they played against the Brewers. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob, Eddie, Ryan, Ripken, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, Bruce Springsteen, featured artist Friday. But he's a veteran guy coming from an organization in Kansas City that was kind of in the throes of a rebuild off the heels of the Ned Yost run to back-to-back World Series. So he was part of the rebuild. As a matter of fact, he was expected to be a major part of it. Then Mike Elias got him on the cheap. What, he was DFA'd prior to 2023, right?
Yeah, that's the reason why he came to Baltimore. It was kind of like, hey, you DFA, can you make a deal, though? And that was the good old friend cash considerations. Goes to Kansas City, I believe, for
but
for
didn't
Ryan
the Orioles
Hearn.
Send him to the minors? He didn't start the year
correct.
On the roster.
So actually,
he came up.
I got a story with that. So Ryan O'Hearn had him on last year on the Ryan Ripken show, and he said, yeah, I just got claimed by Baltimore, brought to Baltimore, and I was getting a call from Mike Elias, and I thought it was going to be a call to welcome me to Baltimore. And it was Mike saying, hey, Ryan, just got to let you know we're going to DFA you. And no one claimed him then, right, because the Orioles got him because no one else wanted him. He went through waivers, not picked up, outrighted to Norfolk, and they had to wait his turn, right? And it's a guy that understands adversity, right? It's not, you've heard me talk about this, and if you guys hear me continue to talk about this, yeah. It's not a coincidence that guys on this Orioles team that are doing some of the best work so far this year are the guys who have gone through some serious hardships to start their big league careers.
Now he talks about the collective response, and it was shock. I mean, just looking back, Ryan, to the interviews that the players did that Saturday, Preakness Saturday, because of course Mike Elias needed a couple of days before he addressed the media in Milwaukee. It was a stunning turn of events for them. Now for Ryan O'Hearn, who to me is the all-star for the Orioles. Right now they're a one all-star team. I mean, when you're in last place, you're 13 and a half games out, you're a one all-star team. Last year of a deal. Are you getting a Garrett Crochet level guy for Ryan O'Hearn? Probably not, but Ryan O'Hearn, if he continues to swing it like this and he can play three positions for you, obviously DH from a lefty power side, how attractive might his bat be? And Nolan brought up Trey Mancini a couple years back in that trade with Houston. Ryan O'Hearn, we love him. I'm sure he'd like to stay here like everyone else, but you know, the business side of sports can be pretty pretty harsh. Ryan O'Hearn, will he be an Oriole, say, August 1st?
Well, I mean, teams would be foolish not to pick up the phone and call the Orioles and say, hey, what's with that O'Hearn guy? You guys willing to move? Are you in full sell mode? Because of all the things you just mentioned. And then also, Ryan O'Hearn is 31 years old. We share the same birthday, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Think same first name, same birthday. Ryan O'Hearn, though, the one thing that I want to just try to figure out, and again, Trey Mancini, they made the right move, and obviously I hope Trey gets his chances, but you could see that there was some decline. Ryan O'Hearn's kind of the opposite right now. It seems like he's figured out how to be a big league hitter, and the only reason I bring this up, it's what we've talked about earlier this week. At this deadline, you are trying to figure out how you're retooling. You're not rebuilding. So who is going to be a building block for you next year? And you need veterans on this team. You need guys that want to be here. So for Ryan O'Hearn, he loves being a Baltimore Oriole. He wants to be here. And of course, he'll take the opportunity. And the Orioles, if it's a good deal, you got to take it. I get that. But you see where I'm coming from here. You move away from them. Do you have someone that can fill the void for 2026? That is going to be my biggest concern, because Ryan O'Hearn right now is a lefty bat, flexibility, which the Orioles like, and you probably can sign him back for a reasonably fair price deal. I don't think he's going to break the bank despite the good season. Does that make sense, kind of,
sure,
with the thought process?
I understand what you're saying there. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, but I mean, yeah, if they offer them the O's a deal they can't refuse, yeah, then Ryan O'Hearn will be on a different team come the deadline.
What do you think, Nolan? We were just talking about Cedric Mullins, and you know, Ryan, you're advocate of keeping him around, mm-hmm, because we'll talk about Bradfield and Beavers and Honeycutt in a minute. But keeping Ryan O'Hearn around, because maybe Ryan Mountcastle could be on the move. Coby Mayo is not a first baseman by trade. Still learning the nuances, I guess, of third base. Does Ryan O'Hearn have to stick around, mainly because you don't have anyone to replace him? Because Basayo is a catcher, went deep twice, and we talked about Adley. That's not anywhere near part of his immediate future, I wouldn't think.
I'm still trying to sell high. I mean, again, you've got a guy who's having an insane career year. What he's done in the past, at least with Baltimore here, it's been good. You know, platoon role player type situation. I can't say enough great things about his ability to come off the bench in late game situations and, you know, swing the bat like he's already taken 4 at bats in the game. You know, there's no rust, and be clutch in those moments. But again, he's 31 years old. Is he going to be able to do what he's doing right now this year in the years to come? I'm not banking on that. I think this is going to end up being an outlier career year for him, and you should sell high when you have the opportunity to do so.
And I agree with the sell high part, to the extent of if you get a good deal for him, like for Trey Mancini, you look back, that was a good deal for Baltimore. You got pieces back that have made an impact, right? And Povich was one of those pieces. I think, was that the two-way deal?
It was McDermott,
but Cano, right?
That was with Povich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm getting the Jorge Lopez. Also,
that was Lopey.
But wait a minute. So that's on the sell high part. There we go. My bad. So Povich and Cano for Jorge Lopez. That was that deal. And then Trey Mancini, you get McDermott, where you get pieces where you can see the foundation moving forward. But you're right. All those pieces are looking to be, hopefully, at least two of those three, Povich and Cano, are going to be staples for you this year and hopefully moving forward. Povich is learning quite a bit, right? So I got lost on it, but where I'm trying to go with this is you sell high if it's a deal that you think is really going to help you. But I just caution giving up guys that I think Ryan O'Hearn will have another good year or two. And if you go into the offseason, he only might get a 2-year deal. So Ryan O'Hearn would be 33. You know, let's just play this out. 33, 34. If you think the Orioles are going to contend next year and you have a space that needs to be filled, is it worth then giving it up if you're just selling him to sell? That's my only concern there, because I do think Ryan O'Hearn, if you said, hey, we want to sign you back for a year or two, that dude's going to take it. He will stay in Baltimore.
I'm not sure about the price, though. You mentioned it wouldn't break the bank. He's making $8 million this year. So if he's going to end up having a career year, which it looks like he's going to have, well, he's going double digits at that point. I don't think that I'm paying that for a platoon first baseman.
So how much would you...
It's got to be around, well, $8 million. Can't be more than that.
So if he jumps up to 12 a year, 2 for 24, you keep him?
No. Because he's not going to do what he's doing right now again.
Nolan, that's a hard negotiator over there. We'll come back. Speaking of money, do a little buy or sell. Talk about Mike Elias. I mean, if it's O'Hearn, if it's Cedric Mullins, if it's a pre-agent pitcher in the offseason, which they're going to need probably a couple of those, and you're going to trade your magic beans, is Mike Elias the right guy for the job? Because that's a dude that's lost a lot of street cred, if you will, here with this Orioles fan base. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. He joins us at 1 o'clock. We'll have your American League East report, give you the Orioles and Boston lineups because they play at 1:35. And the Wizard, Walt Williams, he joins us later this hour. Talk about the NBA playoff Western Conference Finals. Is it over with OKC up 2-0?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.